Welcome to the program, God and Country Radio, a program that looks at current events in the light of biblical exposition. Your Bible teacher, Pastor Brad Winship. Isn't it amazing that in our day, there happens to be someone like Julian Assange who creates a site called WikiLeaks, a site that exposes the emails of the powerful, and James O'Keefe and the Veritas Project, a former Rutgers student that made a career out of exposing corruption by catching political operatives on hidden video. Do you think these individuals came along by chance? That it just so happens that they were inspired to be whistleblowers out of a whim? The Bible reminds us constantly that it is God who raises up deliverers or judges, as in the biblical book of Judges, the Hebrew word for those who come along and judge sin. Judges chapter 2, verse 16. Then the Lord raised up judges who delivered them from the hands of those who plundered them. Judges chapter 2, verse 8. When the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge and delivered them from the hands of their enemy all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groanings because of those who oppressed and afflicted them. Judges chapter 3, verse 9. When the sons of Israel cried to the Lord raised up a deliverer for the sons of Israel to deliver them. 1 Samuel 2, 35. But I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and in my soul. And not only did the Lord raise up righteous judges, he also raised up adversaries. 1 Kings 11:14, then the Lord raised up an adversary to Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. Verse 23, God also raised up another adversary, Rezon. So he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, along with the evil that Hadad did, and he abhorred Israel. Now, it's not that God creates evil, but God allows these evil people to be empowered. So in that sense, he is the one who lifts them up to prominence. And another biblical phrase is that the Lord stirs up. He stirs up evil to punish evil. 1 Chronicles 5:26. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, even the spirit of Tiglath-Pileser, the king of Assyria. Isaiah 13:17. Behold, I am going to stir up the Medes against them. And God also stirs up good people to do good. Haggai 1:14. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord. So it's God who inspired all of these people to build the temple. And so we're to know that the events and the people around us today are also from the Lord. And we should marvel at their work, whether that be good or bad. And we should seek to know what God is trying to teach us through them. I was recently reading a piece by Ken Myers with Mars Hill Audio. And he wrote the following about contemporary culture. The demand of Scripture to pursue wisdom by reflecting on revelation and creation, as well as the written word, requires that we spend some time pondering human culture. We should consider the jaded television producer and the screaming fans of Michael Jackson, even as we're to consider the ant and the lilies of the field. That's well said. And we should consider the providence of God in raising up Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, Fox News, Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, even John Podesta, the chairman of Hillary's presidential campaign. He had his emails hacked and posted. In the providence of God, he was unaware of his computer's vulnerability. Security experts believe Podesta probably clicked on a fake Google login page, and within minutes, all of his files were downloaded to the hackers. That too was in the plan of God. what I would like us to consider today is all of these revelations from WikiLeaks. And not just the individual incriminating findings, but the very fact that WikiLeaks and Assange exist at this time and this place in history. What is God seeking to show us, his people? And remember, God's ultimate concern and plan is for the saved. The things that happen are ultimately for our sakes. Consider that when Israel was in her time of apostasy, God also exposed the hidden secrets of her political leaders. Because at that time, God wanted his people to know that things were worse than they could ever imagine. That their leaders were more apostate and corrupt than what they could see on the surface. So therefore, judgment was well deserved. The same exposure is now happening in 21st century America during her apostasy. Back in Israel's day, there was no WikiLeaks. But in Ezekiel chapter 8, the Lord gave the prophet a vision of what was taking place behind the doors in the temple in Jerusalem. Ezekiel was brought to the temple and told to dig through a wall. And there he saw the occult practices that were being performed in the temple. The 70 elders of Israel, the Sanhedrin, were performing ceremonies honoring pagan idols. The few true followers of Jehovah God in Israel at this time might have thought that the leaders of Israel were at least nominal Jehovah worshipers. But through this exposure, they were to know that the leaders of Israel were corrupt to the core. You could call Ezekiel chapter 8 the first WikiLeaks. And remember in the book of Esther, Esther chapter 2, verse 21, in those days while Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's officials, from those who guarded the door, became angry and sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. But the plot became known to Mordecai, and he told Queen Esther, and Esther informed the king in Mordecai's name. Mordecai was at the right place at the right time because God wanted him to expose the plottings of these evil men. Another ancient versions of WikiLeaks. In Acts chapter 23, Paul's nephew happened to overhear the plot to kill the apostle Paul. And the nephew made it known. Certainly this was disloyalty to the Jewish Sanhedrin, the political leaders of his own nation, but this was loyalty to God. God has raised up whistleblowers to expose world leaders so that we can see the operation of the kingdom of Satan and his subjects. We are seeing the corruption of the powerful leaders of this world. We know this is true from Scripture. Psalm chapter 2, the kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord. But now we're also learning it in practical experience. God wants us to know the plottings of the wicked. Psalm 37:12, the wicked plot against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. Psalm 64:5, they hold fast to themselves an evil purpose. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, who can see them? They devise injustice, saying, we are ready with a well-conceived plot. For the inward thought and the heart of man are deep. It's one thing to read the Bible. It's a whole other thing when you see it in the headlines. And so we say this is what the Bible is referring to in Psalm 64 or Psalm 37. Let's first review what God has put before us. Consider WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. Who is he? He is a native of Australia, raised in a dysfunctional, broken home. He was a computer programmer who involved himself in the community of hackers. He was arrested in Australia for hacking corporate sites in the 1990s, but he was only fined $2,100. In 2006, he started WikiLeaks, a website that publishes news leaks, hacked documents from anonymous sources. And the site became famous when it posted the documents stolen by that army officer, Bradley Manning. and also when it posted U.S. State Department correspondence from embassies back in 2010. Cablegate. Now, right now, Assange is held up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Ecuador gave Assange asylum after Swedish officials accused him of sexually assaulting some women. Now, many believe those charges were concocted because it was too difficult and embarrassing for governments to indict Assange on revealing their secrets. The WikiLeaks site has become the vehicle through which hackers can publish their findings. Assange calls it a giant library of the world's most persecuted documents. Some hackers hack for money. Some do it to feel powerful. Assange seems to be on a mission against the powerful people of the world. Those who keep secrets in order to further their power. He believes there is a conspiracy in governance. And therefore, he's considered a hero by many, especially libertarian liberals. Now, technically, Assange has not broken any Australian laws. And our own federal government has not indicted him because it would be almost impossible to convict him. He is not a U.S. citizen. And even our own federal government has determined that emails do not come with a right of privacy. And it's not always illegal to post leaked information. Journalists have First Amendment rights. The chairwoman of the DNC, Donna Brazile, avoided answering questions from Megyn Kelly about John Podesta's emails posted on WikiLeaks. Brazile said that she was being persecuted and Podesta's emails were stolen. So you're interested in talking about stolen materials. Well, of course, Donna Brazile doesn't want to talk about WikiLeaks. Because in one of the recent WikiLeaks email dumps, it was revealed that she dishonestly sent to Hillary Clinton in advance the questions to be asked at a town hall meeting. So Donna Brazile was stealing information and sharing it just as much as WikiLeaks. And yet she condemns stolen information. It smells of hypocrisy. So what else have we learned from WikiLeaks? John Podesta's emails reveal that the DNC coordinates with media polling to oversample certain left-leaning groups so that the results of the polls are in line with the objectives of the Democratic Party. The polls are being tampered with. Also, Podesta's emails contain 3 full transcripts of Hillary's paid speeches to Goldman Sachs bankers. These are speeches that she refused to release to the public. And in them, she said she had 2 positions. The one she holds in private and the other she tells the public. And she also said she wants to see a world with open borders. These speeches also show how she's in cahoots with the big money. Goldman Sachs paid her $225,000 for each of these 15-minute speeches. And we all know no speech is worth that. Goldman Sachs was buying access into the White House. Podesta's emails also showed how world leaders would get access to the State Department by donating to the Hillary Clinton Foundation. Particularly the King of Morocco and a rich businessman in the Ukraine. The emails also show Hillary flip-flopping on many issues for the sake of political expedience. And the most recent revelations is that Hillary was involved as Secretary of State in shipping arms to Libyan rebels to topple Gaddafi and shipping arms to ISIS to topple Assad in Syria. Something that she's denied. Back in July, WikiLeaks published emails from the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, and they showed that the DNC secretly favored Hillary over Bernie, and they worked to sabotage Sanders' campaign. The head of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, had to resign over this. Recently, James O'Keefe, and his Veritas Project released hidden videos of Scott Fogel, the National Field Director of Americans United for Change, a Democrat activist group. And because of this video, Fogel was fired, and so was Robert Kramer. Kramer is also the head of a Democratic activist group, and his wife is a Democratic congresswoman. O'Keefe's video showed that both of these men were involved in voter fraud, bringing people across state lines to vote illegally. They were involved in sending plants into Trump rallies to cause violence. And in their working for leaders in the Democratic Party, Fogel admitted what the public already suspected. Fogel is recorded saying that other people can make things happen that you don't need to know about. That Democratic leaders need plausible deniability. They cannot have their fingerprints on the corruption, but they direct lower staff to do the dirty work. Records show that Robert Kramer visited the White House 340 times. Why? Now, notice also that these organizations knew Fogel and Kramer were involved in all this. But they were not fired until they were stupid enough to be caught on camera. How many more political workers do the same, but just haven't been exposed? Now, in addition to WikiLeaks and James O'Keefe, let me mention CREW, Citizens Responsible for Ethics in Washington. They were the group that discovered and exposed Hillary keeping secrets from the government by having an email server in her home. Back in 2012, CREW filed a Freedom of Information Act requesting Hillary's emails. The response they received was no records responsive to your request were located. She didn't have any emails on her government email account. And that meant something was amiss. Then a hacker by the name of Grucifer hacked Sidney Blumenthal's email account, showing that Clinton had a private email account. Then came the congressional hearings on Clinton's role in Benghazi. The lawyers noticed documents with Hillary's secret account. So again, more watchdog groups, more hackers, more whistleblowers, exposing for us the ways of the world. WikiLeaks so far has posted about 20,000 emails involving Hillary Clinton. They plan to release another 15,000 more before the election. I considered holding off this program until more is exposed, but you get the general idea. That which is hidden is being shouted from the rooftops, and the people in power are very angry, especially the ones who have something to hide. John chapter 3, verse 20. For everyone who does evil hates the light and doesn't come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. So it's no surprise, according to the New York Times, that a source in the State Department claimed that Hillary wanted to send a drone strike on Assange. Assange wrote that he believes Hillary Clinton was one of the people in the American government pushing to indict him. He wrote earlier this year that I've had years of experience in dealing with Hillary Clinton and I've read thousands of her cables. Hillary lacks judgment and will push the United States into an endless stupid war which will spread terrorism. She certainly should not become president of the United States. Now, it's not that Assange is against the Democratic Party and for the Republican Party. He simply believes it's his duty to expose corrupt, powerful career politicians. Did you notice in the presidential debate that Hillary complained that the Russians were influencing American elections by their hackings? And her words were very cleverly worded, almost in such a way to give a false impression. First, she called it the Russians, implying that it's the Russian government. But there are lawless Russian individuals hacking the internet all the time, giving information to WikiLeaks. But Hillary wanted to make it seem like this was the Russian government. Putin later responded, every day Russian websites get hacked by thousands of hackers. A lot of these attacks are traced to U.S. territories. But we don't blame the White House or Langley each time. The Russian foreign minister said that Washington lacks any evidence for its accusations, which were an attempt to fan unprecedented anti-Russian hysteria. He said Moscow reiterated an offer to U.S. officials, first made last year, to hold talks on fighting cybercrimes together. Washington wasn't interested. Second, Hillary didn't mention WikiLeaks or Julian Assange. He's the one publishing the hacked emails. Probably because Assange is considered a hero by many in the Democratic base. And third, Hillary failed to mention that it was only the DNC emails that were being hacked. If she pointed that out, it would appear as sour grapes for getting caught. And most people realize that if it were the Republican emails that were being hacked, Hillary and the DNC would be calling Assange a great defender of humanity against the rich and the powerful of this world. I believe it was either Mark Twain or Will Rogers who said, "There is nothing more base than someone who waits to discover the party of an offender before he judges the goodness or the badness of his crime." Well, I've only touched on some of the recent revelations coming from this new 21st century phenomena of leaked emails. Learn from it now, because you can be sure from here on out that nobody in power is going to communicate inside information via the web or leave documents on their computer. It just so happens for a brief time, there were some old school politicians who weren't aware of the openness of the web. But I'm sure politicians in the future are not going to use emails. They're going to return to whispering in back rooms. And learn from these emails now, because I believe a day is coming when the whole society is going to become so corrupt that these politicians will no longer need to hide their evil doings. For now, at least people hide their evil, and the public is shocked when it's revealed. There's an old famous saying, "Hypocrisy is the tribute vice pays to virtue." In other words, people are only hypocrites because they still have a conscience, and the public is still generally against corruption. But the day can come when a society becomes so corrupt that cheating and immorality is going to alarm no one. Like in the final days of ancient Israel, Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. "They display their sin like Sodom, they don't even conceal it." Now, by way of conclusion, there's one more biblical truth I want to consider in all this. The first truth is that all of these leaked documents show us the depravity of the world. A second truth that we should be reminded that God is recording everything being done in this world. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, "But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an account for it in the day of judgment." Ecclesiastes 12, 14, "For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether good or evil." Romans 2, 16, "In the day when Jesus Christ will judge the secrets of men's hearts." Revelation 22, "The books will be opened, and the dead will be judged from the things which are written in those books according to their deeds." And Luke 12, 3, "Whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and whatever you've whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed upon the housetops." You may ask, how can God do this? Record every single event that has taken place in human history. In our modern technical world, we should be able to appreciate this. I can take every sermon that I have ever preached, every email, every video, every picture, every letter, every Word document, every website, and it's huge, and put it on a substrate of silicon the size of a dime. If someone were to videotape my entire life, it could fit in the palm of my hand. And that's not even storing information on the molecular level. It'll be no trouble for God to have a complete record of all of our actions and all of our thoughts, in whatever way he chooses to do it in the spiritual realm. And that's why we need Jesus Christ to be our Savior. For by Jesus taking our sins upon himself on the cross wipes away our sin. Psalm 103:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. And Jeremiah 31, I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more. And I love Jeremiah 50, verse 20. In those days, at that time, declares the Lord, search will be made for the iniquity of Israel, God's true people, including both Jews and Gentiles. But they will be no more. And for the sins of Judah, but they will not be found. For I will pardon those whom I leave as a remnant. That is the ultimate bleach bit software. You've been listening to God and Country Radio with Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Lawrence Harbor, New Jersey. The radio website is godandcountryradio.org. Spell it out. From there, you can listen to this program again or other past programs. Send me an email and I will send you a short synopsis of each upcoming program. That's godandcountryradio.org. Thank you for making God and Country a part of your weekly discipleship. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we know that someday the books will be opened. For those of us who have received Jesus as Lord and Savior, we are assured that our first page will say forgiven and clean through the Lord Jesus Christ. May every listener today come to know that forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen.